Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Serial Killer with DJ Orden, and today I will be playing songs about war, and I will get it started with a song about general, just peace in general. This is What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. That was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye. And next is Revolution by the Beatles. And while many of their songs talk about peace and love, Revolution was the first song by the Beatles to respond directly to world events. Here it is.
Well, you know. for people with minds that hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
That was Revolution by the Beatles. And next is Leningrad by Billy Joel, which compares and contrasts the lives of people in the United States and Soviet Union during World War II.
Spring of 40.
That was Leningrad by Billy Joel. Next, I have Blown in the Wind by Bob Dylan, which was adopted as the anti-war movement's anthem in the 1960s.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
That was Blowing in the Wind. Now it's time for my cereal fact of the week. Puffed cereals are made using a pressure cooking method called gun puffing that Quaker Oats developed at the turn of the 20th century when they used a cannon from the Spanish-American War as a pressure cooker. Now, from U2's album War, a song about political violence, here is Sunday, Bloody Sunday.
Oh,
That was Sunday Bloody Sunday by U2. Now I will tell you my killer fact of the week. Marcel Petio was a serial killer in France during World War II. He had many victims, including Jews he promised to help escape. He was previously tried for unrelated crimes, but found not guilty by reason of insanity. Fortunately, he was convicted for his murders. And speaking of World War II, next I will be playing another Brick in the Wall, Part 1 by Pink Floyd, which is about coping with loss after World War II. Out of the different parts of the song, Part 2 is definitely the most popular, but I really like the eeriness of Part 1. Here it is. That was Another Brick in the Wall, Part 1 by Pink Floyd, and the next song is Imagine by John Lennon. And I know I already did a Beatles song, but I felt the need to include something from John Lennon's solo work because he has a lot of anti-war content, and I just couldn't not pick Imagine out of all of his anti-war songs.
Imagine there's no heaven. Choosing a future.
That was Imagine. Next, I will be playing Yankee Bayonet by the Decembrists, which is about a man going to leave to fight in the American Civil War and leaving his wife behind. There it is, Yankee Bayonet. That was Yankee Bayonet by the Decembrists. And next is When the World Was at War, We Kept Dancing by Lana Del Rey. And this is a song that compares the current state of America to that of the second half of the 20th century, encouraging people to be aware of issues while keeping the ideology of peace and love. That this is When the World Was at War, We Kept Dancing. Or maybe it's not. All right. I don't know what's going on. I have to play this one from my laptop because I have to play the clean version, but I don't know why it won't play. All right. Maybe should we come back to this one? Yeah, let's come back to this one. All right. I'll figure out what's going on and play that next. So next I will play the song In the Aeroplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. It is from their album of the same title. And like many songs from this album, the song includes references to World War II and Anne Frank in particular. It's called In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me.
That was In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. And now I will come back to the song I was trying to play before, When the World Was at War, We Kept Dancing by Lana Del Rey. That was When the World Was at War, We Kept Dancing. And next up is a song unlike other songs I've played today that are based on actual wars. My next song, The Immigrant Song, is based on a war in Norse mythology. So it's appropriate that this song was featured in the opening scene of the movie Thor Ragnarok, because Thor's from Norse mythology and so is Ragnarok. Here is Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. That was Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. And next, I will be playing Zombie by The Cranberries, which was written in response to bombings earlier in the year was recorded. And it's calling propagators of war zombies. Here is Zombie.
We'll be right back.
That was Zombie by the Cranberries. And now I want to end this week's show with one of the most popular protest songs ever recorded. This is War by Edwin Starr. That was War by Edwin Starr. That was my last song of today. Thank you for listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. This has been The Serial Killer with DJ Orden. Tune in next week for my last show of this semester.
Redemption songs. Redemption song.